It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Time to figure out what's going on in the world of the library with Marshalltown Public Library Executive Director Sarah Rosenblum. How in the heck are you?
I am good, Ken, and I'm delighted to be here with you here today.
Well, we're glad to have you here again and figure out what's going on at the library, because you've got some programs going on, but you've also got some other interesting things going on. And the first one that you mentioned to me, let's talk about this first, because we've talked about it before. I kind of think it's exciting, and that's the bookmobile is becoming closer to being a reality.
It is. There actually will be a special library board meeting on Monday for the board to vote on the recommendation from the consultant. And just in case you're not aware, the library is looking forward to purchasing a bookmobile so that we can bring the library to the community. We plan to bring it to schools, to assisted living, to special events. I was joking with my team about next year we'll be in the Oktoberfest parade, 13th
and their
Street.
Reaction was,
yeah, they're like, oh yeah. We won't throw books, we'll probably throw candy.
Well,
like,
yeah,
everybody
fine,
else,
yeah.
But so the process is, it gets approved by the library board, it will go to city council at the first meeting in October, a contract will be negotiated, but sadly, the supply chain issue is like for everything else, and so we are looking at quite a time frame, probably just under a year before we actually
wow.
get our bookmobile. But it will be an amazing tool to bring the library to the community, so we are very excited. And a year will give us a lot of time to plan and even get community input. But we're very excited about this opportunity. We are still fundraising, so if you have any interest in in maybe supporting the bookmobile, I'd love to hear from community members or groups or whoever.
So how many books are you going to be able to put into this bookmobile? Have you figured that out yet?
I can't remember the number off the top of my head. It's at least a couple of thousand, and
wow.
carts that will – there's a lift, so we're not pushing these very heavily loaded carts uphill. There's a lift, so the cart actually rolls on the lift and goes up, so there's going to be carts fastened along the wall, and then we can do carts in the middle. So what we envision, for instance, is maybe in the morning we go to the veterans' home, so we've got carts with books on World War II and large print fiction. We'll wheel those out and we'll be able to issue library cards. People will be able to return books or pick up books. Then we might make a quick trip back to the library. We'll swap those carts out for carts, and we'll go to Lenihan or we'll go to Rogers or, something mm-hmm. in that effect. Maybe on the weekend we'll be at the farmer's market with carts and books on canning and, doing other things with fruits and vegetables. I mean, hey, maybe even flower arranging. I know there's some wonderful vendors that sell flowers, and maybe we'll have some books on flower arranging. So we are very excited about this tool, and I think this is going to be great publicity. I'm so excited to see it, and I've had lots of people tell me about the bookmobile when they were a child.
Oh, yeah, and I was just thinking about that, about how excited I was whenever the bookmobile came to the grade school, and yes, we were using fossil fuels back then to get the bookmobile from point A to point B, but now, I think it's a great tool, and congratulations on getting to this point. And, hurrying up and waiting is going to be hard, isn't it?
It will be, but we're excited, and maybe one day we'll be parked next to the KFJB van, and we'll be pitching things to each other.
Well, you never know. Let's talk a little bit about updating library hours, because we are in a little bit of a season of change with all the other seasons right now.
It is a season of change. Yes, the library's hours, and I'm hoping these are our hours going forward. I don't want to jinx myself, but we are now Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we've brought back that 9 a.m. hour. I know we have quite a few of what I call my power users,
mm-hmm.
Till 7 o'clock. And that's Monday through Friday. So we've actually added an hour on Friday. We used to close at 6, but we want to keep the hours as uniformly as possible. Saturday and Sunday is 1 to 5. So again, we added an hour on Sunday. We did switch the hours a little on Saturday, really due to we weren't seeing a lot of take up. So basically two sets of hours, Monday through Friday. Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5. Of course, the library is open virtually 24 hours a day. We have a lot of digital users now. I spoke to a user the other day. I said, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. And she said, I'm a digital user. That's great. We're still offering curbside. That's a service that will not go away, both with us and nationally. So we have curbside delivery. And, you know, and if you can't make it to the library because of a, you know, an illness or something, we do some housebound delivery, homebound delivery. So call my team and we will talk to you about that.
So how are we doing right now when it comes to the protocol because of the pandemic? Are masks optional? Are you requiring them? Just update us on what the current policy is.
Sure. Masks are not required, but we do like people to consider wearing a mask, both for their safety and for the safety of my team. I mean, if we can't be there, you know, if we're not healthy, mm-hmm. we can't be there. And the other thing to keep in mind is we have a lot of little ones in the library, and they're not yet eligible. So we have lots of 0 to 11. And in fact, Tuesdays, we will now see the return. We're very excited of the school visits on Tuesdays. They used to come several days in the fall. So Tuesdays, there will be lots of young people coming from the schools for their visit to really get them on their path for, you know, learning, even using all of our tools. So I would say if you, you know, if you want the library a little bit more quiet time, or maybe you have some concerns about, you know, health issues, maybe not come on Tuesdays or do curbside. We're happy to bring mm-hmm. stuff out to you. But if you like love seeing all the kids, which I do, then, you know, Tuesday's a great day to come to the library. But there definitely would be a lot more excitement and activity. We do have masks when you come in. You can pick one up. Not everybody I know can wear a mask. Some, you know, people have breathing issues. But
sure.
But most people, I have to say, are wearing a mask. And we do appreciate people's consideration of other folks.
And while we're kind of on that subject, you are a location where folks can get the test kits for COVID.
That is correct. We were the first site in Marshall County, I believe now Primary Health, but Test Iowa sends us the kit. Now, this is the saliva test. It comes in a little box with all the things that you need, including a mailing label to mail it back to the hygienic lab, the state hygienic lab. If you call us and say, hey, I need three kits, we'll put them in a bag. You tell us your name. You drive to the library. You pull into one of our curbside spots. The phone number's right there. And we'll bring it out to you. You know, if you say you need one test, if you say you need five tests, we'll bring them out to you 7 days a week when we're open. If you, for some reason, don't have a cell phone, you know, come on in. We're just, you know, if you think that maybe you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're sick, then we prefer, obviously, to do your curbside service. But we've given out a lot of tests. And so I just ordered another box. And like I said, now Primary Health is doing it too. But I know we're very easy to access. The parking is easy. People are comfortable with the library. We'll keep doing it as long as, A, the need is there, and, B, you know, we're able to get the test kits.
Let's talk about a couple of things that are coming up at the library that we want to make sure. One, which is already underway that we haven't really talked about yet, the Altered Books Project. And to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to bring back some of the normal and Altered Books. I believe last year we did not do Altered Books. It's just a really fun event where we give you an older library book, you know, maybe a donated one, and people create incredible works of art. Usually Tim Castle, who's out at the college, always has some students, and he does something fabulous. So you can come in or call and talk to Jasmine at the info desk at 754-5738 extension 4. She'll explain the process. So I'm looking at the date. You can start. You can sign up now, and your book is due back Monday, October 25th. Then we usually have a reception and a great chance to see all the altered books. And truly, some people do something just in their head. Some people see the book and that, you know, sparks their interest in, you know, maybe a book on flying, and they create like a plane coming out of the book. So I am always blown away by the altered book, and we have a book to give you, or if you have a book at home. But yeah, we'd love to see the community. And don't, you know, some people, and we also have books on how to make altered books. So if you need some examples, and I'm sure there's plenty of things online, I haven't looked.
And also coming up on October 10th, we've got a paperclip project.
We do. We do. I want to remind two people, this is kind of a lead in. Next spring, fingers crossed, we will be hosting that National Traveling Exhibition on the Holocaust, which was postponed from last year. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, October 10th at 2 p.m., Lori Vicker will be here. Lori was a teacher in Whitwell, Tennessee, and wanted to teach her students about tolerance. This is 20 years ago. And they collected over 6 million paper clips to represent the 6 million Jews that perished during World War II. And she'll talk about how the she'll talk about this project. And it wasn't Lori. I'm sorry. Lori wasn't the teacher. It was a teacher who did this. But she's going to talk about the project. So we do see it as kind of a lead-in to the Holocaust exhibition next spring. We know recently just had a prisoner of war camp. We had a great turnout. Mm-hmm. So I would tell you, if you're interested, come. And we did ask people to wear masks. I think we had close to 70 folks. Great
wow,
questions.
Great.
You know, we're, again, trying to bring back some of whatever the new normal is going to be. We know history programs especially are incredibly popular with our community.
You know, going back to the fact that, you know, a lot of folks are doing digital more and more, has that put a kink a little bit into the number of folks who are actually coming into the library, or are you still seeing some, you know, more and more people coming to the library?
It's definitely a change in our foot traffic. And it's really hard, again, you know, people keep asking me, well, Sarah, you know, is this the normal? And I say, my crystal ball's not working. But, you know, definitely you've got digital use, you've got curbside, but we are seeing people. In fact, one of the things we love about the program with the school is we had a new sixth grader who got a library card and then a few days later brought her family in to get library cards. And so we love that when we see this whole dynamic of especially with maybe our diverse families, mm-hmm. our new families, you know, that maybe don't have a concept of a public library where they came from. So it's been an ongoing kind of tradition, and we're glad to see that that part of things are going on. But definitely it's very different, and I'm definitely interested in the community's feeling, because I have spent 10 years talking about the library and the building and people coming in the community, and now, well, I don't know. I wish I knew what things are going to look like in 1 year and 2 years and 3 years. We know the bookmobile will have some impact, right, too, on the change of the use in the building. So if you have thoughts, I would love to hear them. We are starting also see groups coming back to use the library. Of course, there's new space at the Coliseum, and next spring, Fisher Community Center will open up. I'm excited to see that space. So, you know, there's a lot of transition going on, but that's okay. Change.
That's okay.
Change. It's good change.
A lot of things going on. Thanks for the update, as always, and we will talk soon.
Thank you.
Sarah Rosenblum, Director of the Marshalltown Public Library, our guest on Central Iowa Today on KFJB.